apparently, he had a very good time.
I'm not drinking yet.
So, I like it. Are you ready to go to Egypt with us?
We're going to Egypt? Okay, guys, let's go.
Shit, I'm already way ahead of y'all.
So, we're watching The Mummy, 1999, with Brandon Asia. Ad.
You say ad?
Not ad per se, but like, you know, like the old like HBO Home Entertainment. How do you present?
So which one is this one again?
The Mummy 1999.
The Mummy 1999.
Anak Sunyamin. The other man was allowed to touch her. Gold paint, tassels and all. Fun fact. In this shot, yeah. There was I don't know if there's a deleted scene or not, but Emil Temp, the actor playing Emil Temp, he was already ready for the scene. So, Brendan Fraser decided to play a prank on him, so he actually showed up in the Anak Sunyamin costume.
Yeah.
Paint, tassels, and all. And he said that the director was like, okay, action. And when Brendan Fraser walked into the set looking like that, apparently the actor playing Emil Temp was so stunned that he had a $1 million face.
Oh, it is a Pooper's reel. It's a DVD.
Yeah, tassels and all. And he didn't know what to do.
And it was funny. And also, you know that scene with the pyramids and all that stuff? It was a mixture of both practical effects and the advancement of animation in 3D.
Well, you can resurrect me.
Man, there's fucking chicks out here being cheating and shit. And also, if this movie was made now, people would say, oh, why they're not black? Because apparently Egyptians are default black? Weird.
I'm not getting my June bug right now. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Huh?
I'm not getting my June bug right now.
You guys don't bite.
Yeah, they fucking do. Shout out to my fucking arm.
Well, it's a beetle. Well, so you can beetle per se.
Yeah, but Marcus, they're not poisonous. So
I know, it's still fucking hurt.
What kind of Jumbo was it? Was it a small one or a big one?
It was a big
Oh, I thought you were talking about the small ones.
Nah, this one's probably the size of a quarter.
Oh, I know. I know the last time I seen one, the big one, I smashed it with my work boot, and it still wasn't dead yet, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I literally sprayed the off bug spray on it.
Uh-huh.
And dude, it fucking hissed so fucking loud. That shit was scary. I mean, seriously, it went... And I was like, what the fuck?
You know, speaking of the mummy, I have an unrational fear of the Beatles because of the mummy.
Yep.
So after the
mummy... Oh, see, the Beatles.
Nope, like, and their soul goes back to the underworld. I'm going to say, so why did they stop the ritual? He was about to finish it.
Well, because the Pharaoh's bodyguards, they were like, it was like an FBI raid. Because he stole a body, but technically he's a wanted criminal because he killed the Pharaoh. I assassinated grandpa and the vice president. And the FBI just raided my house.
Get it under the hum die. Brain scrambled, his tongue cut out, mummified, and with the Beatles.
Yeah, he was even alive. The Beatles fucking scared shit out of him. Technically, those Beatles do exist, but the story of them being, carnivorous was very hit and miss.
Yeah, I remember when I first watched the Beatles. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that. And every time I see the bug, I get fucking scared.
Dude, fucking creepy crawlies are like piranhas, dude. That's spooky.
And now we go to present day.
Alrighty.
Oh, and the multiple memes that came from this one scene. And
family?
Fuck Vin Diesel memes.
I don't know why that became a thing.
Because in fucking Fast and Furious 9, that's all Vin Diesel talks about. Family this, family that, family this.
I thought he died.
No.
Every possible family.
No, the reason why they said there's so many memes about this, because on Facebook, yeah. there's the Imhotep shit posting. Literally, it's a mummy, literally just two mummy meme pages for the 90s mummy movies. And there's so many, I heard seen so many memes about the Benny running away. He just got promoted.
Now we travel into a 1920.
Alpha,
1923.
Your strength is
the end of the First World War, and France recouped its world power.
When your manager sees the store is packed and he decides to clock out early. Yo, that's me. Fire! I think he just got promoted.
And these guys are French legionnaires. You know why the French legionnaires?
Why?
Guys? Because of the hat.
And of course, Benny gave that one, you know, the one stereotype, the French run away.
Yeah.
Actually, the general, too. He ran away, too.
Yeah, he got promoted. And people ask me, why was O'Connell an American fighting for the French Royal Legion? Because he's a mercenary.
And he had to pick a side, and he chose the French.
And also, they're using a French Lebel rifle.
Yep. Oh.
And also, French Lebel rifles were notoriously garbage.
Yeah, you can tell. Time. You could tell because the dude just got murked by a sword. Because this fool is taking forever to load up the rifle. Oh, well, speaking of rifles,
yeah.
You know in GTA, because of 4th of July, their 4th of July celebration week,
yeah.
If you go to the ammunition store, you can actually buy a musket.
Sick.
I did buy it.
Well, you know, a musket round is like getting shot by a fucking 50 caliber rifle.
Oh, no, I decided to test it out on some of the NPCs. And dude, that shit was mega fucking powerful.
Imagine using that as a home defense weapon. You know, some black ruffian trying to come to my house and try to steal my rum and spices. And wait, I shoot them with a 50 caliber rifle.
Wait, on which game? On what game?
At the Battle 5. Online.
Well, you barely bought the musket now?
Well, dude, yeah.
I had the musket like 2 months ago, dude.
Oh, well, apparently they brought it back.
I didn't know they ever got rid of it. That's fucking weird.
No, that's the thing. Apparently, with GTA 5 Online, apparently that's there's some items that are seasonal, and apparently that one's a seasonal item.
Yeah, like the firework on rocket launcher.
Rocket launcher. Yeah.
Yeah, the firework rocket launcher. Yeah, I actually bought more ammunition for that one.
You know what sucks is like when they get rid of certain cars, other seasonal cars. That's just funny.
personal weapon and you don't have any, like, what the hell?
No, yeah, I bought the musket, and I was like, no, I'm gonna see how powerful it is. So I tried it out, and NPC, dude, there was even a player, dude, there was even a fucking, a guy trying to shoot me from a motorcycle. I'm thinking, fucking idiot, I have that little code on it where nobody can enter it in. So I seen this dude a mile away, and I fucking shot his ass. Two bullets, that was it. Done. Shot him once in the chest and one in the fucking neck. Once I got that player in the neck, that was it.
Alright, you're my team over here by apartment. Yeah, we got a part. Can I get my PS4 finally to my apartment? Mm-hmm. Right. We got a place for GTA 1. Yeah.
Also, Call of Duty.
Yeah, what's what?
I'm in Warzone, I'm still in training because I don't trust myself yet.
I was playing Warzone the other day. Dude, I thought you suck. Big donkey ball.
I never get the craze of battle royale. That might be.
It's cool because the way I saw biggest thing for like rap or what it says. You're dropped with minimal 5, you gotta gather stuff. It's more like a big game of hide and go seek in a sense. Or big, I don't know. It's pretty, I think it's fun.
Oh man, oh my god, this drove me nuts when I was a kid. I was like, bro, how come you just step down to the ladder, sit, climb up the ladder, do it that way? But no, you just had to be a fucking dumbass.
Because it's action-y. It's an action movie. It's a comedy.
Here's the comedy element. It's like dominoes.
What are your biggest complaints about the movie?
Alrighty, here's some movie lore. The movie began filming in Morocco on May 4th of 1998, and it lasted 17 weeks.
Are you ready to hear the nightmare disaster in making this movie, guys?
Sure.
Are you ready? They suffer. These guys didn't drink water, so they suffer dehydration, sandstorms, venomous snakes in the Sahara Desert. And the film was first used the natural creative form in Angora, Medina. And also they got helped by George Lucas by Industrial Light and Magic, providing both the practical effects and visual effects that we see in the movie now. Using computer-generated imagery to create the mummies, the sand. And the movie officially released on May 7, 1999. Grossing. Are you ready how much money, guys?
Sure.
$416.4 million. Worldwide, I guess, is its production budget of $80 million. So this movie quadruple, it made million dollars, and spawned the film multiple successes and series and sequels, such as The Return of the Mummy and the Dragon Emperor. But I know most of you watched the cartoon. That was cool. The cartoon was cool. And also, we saw the multiple sequels and prequels and spin-offs of Scorpion King.
And including Batista.
The origins of the production. In 1992, producer James Jack and Sam Daniels decided to update the original 32 Mummy film for the 90s. And Universal gave them the go-ahead, but only to keep the budget around $10 million. Because if you remember back in the 70s and 80s, studios were giving a lot of movies, like, you know, ridiculous, like, blank to make blockbusters.
Yeah.
After the success of Star Wars, Jaws, and E.T., they expect, every movie studio expects to have the latest summer blockbuster. And during the 90s, we saw the tight strings of the purse. Alright, you're allowed to do the movie, but it has to be under this budget. And the Mummy only has a budget of $110 million. And Jack remembers that the studio similarly wanted a low-budget horror film franchise. Me and Universal wanted to cash in on the slasher film of the 90s. You know, after the multiple success of I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream, and other films, trying to cash in. So in response, Jack and Daniels recruited horror filmmaker and writer Clive Barker, ladies and gentlemen, to direct the film.
Oh, shit.
And Barker wanted the film to be extremely violent, emphasis on violence, with the story revolving around the head of the Copenhagen Art Museum turned out to be a cultist trying to reanimate mummies. And Jax recalls Baker's film as a dark sexual, the movie was very dark
factual. Factual. And so with Miss, and that would have been great low budget film. So it's pretty much becoming like that, that one movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and with the devil.
I don't know.
You know what movie I'm talking about?
Oh, End of Days. There you go.
It was pretty much the, Universal Studios version of End of Days, but with mummies instead of the Antichrist. It was multiple, pitches with Universal. After several, meetings with Universal and Barker, Universal lost interest. That was very quick. Director Joe Dante was next chosen to direct the film, increasing the budget and the idea of having Daniel Day-Lewis as the mummy. And this version was written by Alan Alden and was later rewritten by John Stiles. It was sent complimentary times and focused on re-canonizing elements of a love story. And it came close being more some of the elements of the flesh, adding, you know, the Beatles that Marcus loved into the final product. However, at this point, the studio wanted the film with a budget of $50 million and rejected Dante's vision. Guess what other director got involved in the making of The Mummy?
Brandon Sutter. Or,
bitch, George fucking Romero was brought in to make it a zombie-style movie with mummies. But heavily relied on elements of tragic romance and Abba out of adventity. Romo completed the draft in October 94 with co-writers Ozzy and Styles. They revolved a female archaeologist, Heather Grover, and her discovery of the tomb of Imhotep, an Egyptian general who lived during the times of Ramses II, and pretty much focused on somewhere in New York or some nameless big city, American city, in the modern time. You know, causing, you know, all the seven plagues of Egypt. And pretty much doing, like, focus on the scientific aspects of most of all the mummy's curses, like the beetles and how they did all that stuff. And also apparently the archaeologist falls in love with the mummy. And that's the same thing of, you know, past lives thing that we saw from the 30s movie. So George Romero was like,
in the night and let me push in the middle. Cut that down. I think that fool almost fell for it.
I'm a very lonely man.
Ah, neck did not break. Ah, boop. Okay, everybody back now?
Hello.
Everybody back.
Yeah. And like I said, George Romero's version of the mind was like a precursor of Guillermo del Toro's Black Water or Singing from the Water. Ship of Water, there we go. Romance story, but with elements of Predator 2, but that movie was rejected. Oh, before I continue, fun fact, Brandon Fraser technically died in this scene, in real life.
Yeah, he did.
I know Mark was going to say, how? Brandon Fraser actually wanted to do the stunt, and for real, for him doing the choking thing, and he practiced it multiple times. But the problem was, when they did the stunt, they made the ropes extremely short. So Brandon Fraser was literally choking live and nobody did nothing to stop it. And the director's like, wow, Brandon Fraser's giving his all for this movie.
Yes.
When he did that stunt, when he landed on his back, that's the way his car jump started. And this almost sank the production because Brandon Fraser got fucking teased because, well, the studio almost let me die. He was in the hospital for a pretty long time. But he came back as a fucking trooper, like a true mad lad, and he's making the movie.
And here come the protectors.
He also shaved his beard. He also doing the money was in pre-production hell, with multiple directors going and leaving, such as Matt Greener left the project. Wes Craven was offered the rest of the film, but he turned it down. Stephen Summers was called on called Jackson Darren's version of The Mummy, kind of like Indiana Jones, and was a mixture of Jason, this director, this other guy compared Jackson Daniels' 97 version of The Mummy, a mixture of Indiana Jones and Jason and the Argonauts, like how they're going to implement, you know, both the epic adventures and the paranormal and supernatural elements, with The Mummy tree giving the hero a hard time. And Summers, who seen the original film when he was 8 years old, wanted to recreate the scenes that he liked about the film, but on a bigger scale.
So he wanted to make the money film since 93. So the writers and directors were always attached. And finally, Summers received the call, and he pitched the idea to Universal. And he did it in 18, but at the time, Universal Studios was very hesitant, because this guy also directed a box office failure with Babe, and later on they agreed. Because he's only one more passionate, and he got Jackson Daniels make the film. They also did some pretty much pioneers at the time. You know, mixing both practical and computer-generated effects for the movie. Before I continue, that bad, I kind of put my client on gun cachet, but he doesn't have a crossbow. Have you noticed that O'Connor has a crossbow and a gun bag?
He has a what?
He has a crossbow. Yeah, like I said, like Brian Fraser nearly died in the scene where he was choking. And also, there was another incident, guys, where these guys were getting harassed by local bees in the making of the film, to the point that the production had to get to the Morocco army to pretty much work at security and then kidnap any insurance on them. Just to the point that only cast and crew were hearing directions of where the film would be taking place. Because there were actual fears of actors or the co-stars getting kidnapped in Morocco. So, yeah. When you go to Morocco, all was that behind And also, a lot of sandstorms. And also, Benny. Guys, does this voice sound familiar?
Huh?
The voice of Benny. Does this sound familiar?
Who did Benny voice?
Because Benny also was in another movie for Universal Studios.
Which one?
One of the best movies in cinema history with Hugh Jackman. Van Helsing.
Oh.
He was Igor.
Was he?
Yeah, he was Igor.
Really?
Yeah, he was Igor.
Wow. I didn't know that. That dude must have a fat bank account.
And also, Andrew, will you believe that O'Connor was supposed to be the descendant of Van Helsing?
Yeah, I could see it.
That's why he had the crossbow. That was supposed to be the reference. And Benny was supposed to be the descendant of Igor. That's why, because they both sound the same.
Anyway, the Guardians attacked the cargo ship to prevent them from going to Hamunaptra.
And it became the fucking Oak Corral.
Pretty
much. With the American mercenaries shooting up the Taliban. Because they're wearing black, so I call them Taliban.
Yeah, pretty much the Americans are like, yeehaw.
Yeah, this is like...
No, hold on. The Americans on 4th of July. Everybody else. Americans. Seen America blow shit up on 4th of July.
And in the fact, it's go overboard. And that's where you see the elements of Indiana Jones and the Snow Beast.
Everybody abandoned ship.
Yeah, because the whole ship is on fire.
See, people are saying candles aren't dangerous. Bullshit. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, they're jumping in the Nile, so there's crocodiles. And like I said, it became the OK Corral. With the Americans having a shootout with the mercenaries.
Oh, no. Looks like I have all the horses. Hey, Benny. Looks like you're on the wrong side of the river. He's like, yeah, right. And he realized he is cursing in Hungarian. Meanwhile, homeboy, stinky homeboy here is trying to get at the prostitutas, and they're like, fuck you, you smell.
Oh, that line was... It was ad-lib, guys. You know why it was ad-lib? Because of the poison of snakes, the kidnap of the pimp, and also O'Connor almost dying. So him saying, this country's fucked up. That was a passion.
Camels. Don't worry. I found some non-copyright Egyptian music for this saga. Don't worry. I found it. It is the fat boy. Tweet. You're a fool.
What?
What?
What? What? What? They're technically in a Muslim camp, so hey. So it's Muslim music. That's technically Egyptian, but hit or miss.
And also the stinky guy who's basically O'Connor's,
as it travels to the desert, where they encounter multiple sandstorms and poisonous snakes and multiple dehydration, Anders and Marcus. As the scene of the movie opened on May 7, 1999, it grossed over $43 million, 3,210 theaters in the United States and Canada on opening weekends, was considered the highest non-holiday day film of all time. But sadly, it was toppled and devolved to second place. You know why?
What?
Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the best ones ever.
Now it is, but back then, the Star Wars fucking nerd. The prequels, man!
What are you talking about? It was the best back then, too.
No, because, you know, people didn't like Jar Jar.
Oh, fuck off, Marcus.
People didn't like Jar Jar. They didn't like the whole, removing the mysticism of the Jedi.
They didn't like the reason they... Hold on, no, Marcus, fuck you, bro, fuck you. I don't give a shit about Event Sevenfold, I already told you that.
It was more about the Resurrection Fest than it was about Event Sevenfold, but fuck you, Cuban. Deftones, June 3, come on now. You tell me that's
going to
be a good event.
Oh, yeah? Sabaton's on Friday, the main stage, so fuck you.
And now, the Americans and Okano meet up. It took them several days.
And the race begins. Horses versus camels. Even though Benny's riding on a camel. So long, Benny. Another meme for this movie. So long, Benny.
Because Hamaraka only appears in a mirage.
And the more she keeps doing the she keeps on doing the TTT hot hot hot, and the camel goes in the full overdrive. There he goes.
Yes.
And Evie and O'Connell were the first two to arrive.
And technically, by default, they got the best spot.
Yeah, they did, because that's where O'Connell, you know, had an encounter with the sand.
I'm surprised Bane never dies of all this shit that happens to him throughout the film. And the camera went, ooh, but right, ooh. And then she came in the Black Widow movie. The actress, Evie.
Yeah.
Then she came back to Black Widow. Yeah, I think she was in Black Widow.
I didn't know that. Dude, like I said, man, I don't know. Black Widow, it's supposed to be a one-off. I don't know. Stephen Amell was talking mad shit about that movie. Stephen Amell said, he said that, that I had an invitation to cast for that movie, and he already knew just by looking at it. Apparently, just by looking at the trailer and the poster, he knew it was supposed to be, he knew it was going to be dog shit.
Well, the movie came out way before she got her own family. And I guess it poisoned the well. Black Widow.
So, Marcus, how are you enjoying your new apartment?
Oh, it's good. It's a way to get hunter. They lagging it, you know, but whatever.
Wait, what?
I'm just waiting to get my furniture.
Furniture. Oh, your furniture.
Yeah.
So I was cooking for by yourself for the first time ever.
Well, it's not my first time though,
but in your house, you know.
A place of your own. I think that's what Eric means.
Oh, yeah, it's different. It's different from, you know, passing on being in a house full of people, you know. I mean, it's cool. I get a lot of quiet, and I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, because sometimes, you know, the quiet's a bit much.
And also, what do you make for dinner?
What did I eat for dinner? I actually just wanted to drop them off. I got a cheap basket today, and I wanted to drop myself some chicken sandwiches, $1.50 sandwiches.
You didn't got the $2 tacos from Jack in the Box?
two for a dollar? Yeah, those are alright every now and then, but I try not to use Eagles, to be honest.
There was like a point in time that Jack Moss was pretty good, and also the tacos were pretty good.
I like their mini tacos.
Oh, yeah, on the box?
Yeah, those are pretty bomb, actually. Like bite-sized little tacos. But I went to the to get food earlier, and remember, because, you know, right-hand ball was hard.
Yeah.
Going by where the food process and shit, I don't know if you guys know this area, but you have to go over the bridge, right? And I make a left to go up over the bridge, and there's a fucking photo bus on fire. So they made everyone turn around, everybody's trying to go over the bridge, because I was originally going to go get Taco Bell, but yeah, times changed. So I've seen a bus on fire today.
I think yesterday, the day before yesterday, I went tired from my car. My tires are bad, real bad.
What, are you losing head pressure, or are the tires just up?
Well, the other day when I was taking my friend to go get his car fixed, we had it towed to a lot, and good old East LA with this wonderful pothole. I hit a pothole and I got a nasty, nasty gash in my tire on the sidewall.
Ooh.
So I had to go get new tires.
Well, it could have been worse.
Yeah, it's really true.
Ooh, acid. Acid melted their faces off.
Like an example, my tires was actually, I don't know, I was driving and decided, a nail just at one of my tire wheels.
Oh, shit.
And my car was losing air fast. So I was driving back home, like, sideways.
Oh,
while the rim's driving.
Yeah. Hey, you know what we gotta do soon, too, though? Like, maybe, I don't know, we could do it here once I have first surgery. Like, we gotta do one of these episodes in person. Be fun to do.
Well, luckily, I don't know if you go to a tire place called, American Tires.
Yeah, I know American Tires.
Those guys
who
change
the
tires, like, look good. Highly recommend quality
service.
And
the Beatles.
The Beatles!
He went inside the dude's boot. Things must be that powerful, they went through a leather boot.
I remember going on the tram ride for the Mummy.
Yeah, I remember that shit too.
Universal
I actually like the ride. No joke. I actually like it.
Yeah. And, you know, is that because I'm a huge mark of the Mummy, and also I think Brandon Frank is a cool guy. No, I'm talking about the tram. The tram, Universal Studios. Yeah. Oh, of the Beatles? Yeah, remember when they had the Beatles in the tram ride, and it felt like they sprayed on you or something like that? It was crazy. They were testing. Yeah, I think the tram ride is like one of the funnest things, Universal, to be honest. Yeah, it was cool. You know what I say? I'm really glad I got to do at Universal Studios before they remove the ride. I got to go on the Back to the Future ride.
Nice.
I was one of the last people to ride it.
Nice.
Sick.
I know. I remember that ride. That ride was sick. You know what? Okay. You want to know what's funny too? I actually rode on Jurassic Park right before. I think like maybe. I want to say maybe like a year. No, like literally like a year after fucking Jurassic World came out. Yeah, the first Jurassic World, I think I wrote it that one last time. And then when I heard rumors that they were gonna remodel it and then now they fucking did, I'm like, bro, I'm actually glad I wrote that shit once. And the reason why I remember it so much, cause the fucking T-Rex almost gave me a fucking concussion.
Yeah, this is a drop-down fucking low, right?
Yeah, okay, apparently in my group, I was the tallest one in the group.
Yeah.
Because I got stuck with the Orientals, the vacationers.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Yeah, it was me, the foreigners, and then me and my mom. So, of course, they stuck us in the back because we're the tallest ones. It's me and my stepmom. And like I said, they put me on the corner so the boat would able to level it. Yeah, so that's why when the T-Rex came out, I literally had to be like, for the photo. The photo literally see me, like, with both my arms wrapped around my head, like, ducking down because the T-Rex almost fucking clocked me. Like, literally, like, when I seen it, I was like, I'm thinking, hey, this shit's kind of low. I was like, oh, fuck. And literally, my son was trying to figure it out. She's like, why did you duck your head? I'm like, I told her, Ma, the T-Rex almost gave me a fucking concussion. She's like, she even said, yeah, that T-Rex was kind of low. I'm like, that's why I had to duck my head, because I'm, you know, I told her, think about it. That would have hit me in the head. I would have been it. I told her, hey, this trip to Universal would have been short.
They're being attacked by
X-Pac.
They got a lot of money.
No, but for real, that's the way me and my older sister used to call him. We used to call him X-Pac.
Well, he's such a good addition after.
Yeah, but still, he looks identical to X-Pac, who had nuclear heat during this time.
Yep. Well, the Jurassic Park ride holds a very special place to me in my heart, because the last time I went to Universal Studios was when my aunt was there, and she took us, me and, it was mostly me, Rita, and, So we ended up going, and my aunt Rita wanted to ride that ride. She bought me a lanyard, so there was I still have to.
Okay, I'm gonna buy me some more CBD gummies, because all shits are fucking fire.
That was pretty cool. That fucking Okada was about to, go ask Spock with the stick of dynamite.
Spock's like, leave this place or die before I fucking do a karate kick.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
I asked a little CBD nerd the other day.
Huh?
CBD nerd?
CBD nerd?
Yeah, like nerd candy, CBD.
The CBD gummies. And dude, they actually fucking work, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but they weren't. They're like CBD gummies, but they're nerds.
These ones I'm getting, they're gummy bears.
Yeah, no, I tried some that were nerds. Since you guys talk about CBD gummies, I ate some CBD gummies. So what happened? He's a Vietnam vet. And of course, he was looking at the back overseas. So he knows how good high. And he said, that shit, those gummies, we saw.
Yeah, they work on me.
Because, as I quote, he has the good. None of this bush weed that you can smoke. Well, CBD can be high.
No, it's supposed to. What these gummies are supposed to do, they're supposed to prevent you, like, help you relax mentally.
They give you, all the benefits of weed without making psychoactive videos. No, it's not that he wanted to see the actual, I guess they didn't put as much of the relaxing stuff in it. They didn't put enough CBD away on the gummy. It was just like a regular gummy.
Okay.
Here we go. Let me log in before I fucking order these shits.
Alrighty. The mummy received mixed reviews from reviews at the time. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 61% based on 101 reviews, an average of 5.93 out of 10. And Metacritic gives it a 48 out of 100 based on 34 critics and a mixed or average review. And audience poll of Cinema Score gave the film an average, a solid B for the film. And the reviews critics from the 90s, such as the famous Robert Ebert from Chicago Sun-Times, gave the film a 3 out of 4 stars. And I quote, "This is hardly a thing I say in its favor, but I accept that I cheered by nearly every minute. I cannot argue for the script and the direction and the acting or the mummy, but I could say I was fairly entertained." So he liked the acting, but it didn't have the good acting and directions like Indiana Jones or Raiders of the Lost Ark. But he was overall entertained by the practical effects, action, and overall humor.
Okay,
juicy.
On the Book of the Dead, right?
Yeah, the guys from the top on the Book of the Dead, while these guys thought the Tuna Uiva test. And like they said, he still looks very deep for someone who was very over 1,000 years.
Oh, I understand where the guy was coming from. Like you said, you know, he has a good shit, yeah. But like I said, he could have gotten a bad batch. That's what happens sometimes.
Well, I shouldn't have fucking your boss's a wife.
That's true.
And likewise, Owen Huberman from Entertainment Weekly gave the film a B-. And he says, the money would like to be like on your shoulder, but at times it would do it without even letting go of its big fucking words. And someone else from the San Francisco Chronicle gave the film a high mark for acting as well as the special effects. Another reviewer from the New York Times wrote, this version of the Mummy has no pretense to be anything other than a godly comic video game flash with on screen. Think Raiders of the Lost Ark with cartoon characters with no context of storyline or lavish or cheap. Think of Night of the Living Dead script and a genre horror film, but restaged as an Egyptian themed Halloween pageant. Think about Albert and Costello meet the Mummy, gifted with a Green Cosby Hope radio picture of Rosa Kim Rasta. And puppet with an epic gen someone from Austin Chronicles. And the Dallas Observer came with a conclusion despite the good acting and special effects, the movie lacks direction. Talking about the special effects, the Observer wondered if Branson stole the film itself were so other production such as Jump Cut felt the industrial light look at industrial lights and music lock on the special effects providing the dimension of the Mummy. The Mummy, Ernest Lois wrote, Jump Cut is pretty much they viewed the Mummy special effects as a standard industrial light and magic with nothing very special or very deep. It was like, you know, they just gave the intern the ram making the Mummy special effects.
Animal Temple fucking alive.
Because the lady decided to read the Book of the Dead.
And here come the locusts, right?
One of the many seven plagues of Egypt. Yes.
Y'all better run. Are locusts supposed to be deadly?
No, they just eat crops.
Oh, so why are these guys acting like, you know?
Well, if you read the seven plagues of Egypt during the exit of the Bible, the locust is one of the lamest of the plagues. It just eats crops. So they decided, let's make them cannibals.
I dropped my glasses.
They're right on the book.
Hell yeah, I got my guns. CBD for a scare-free life. Releases excess worrying, helps relax and relaxation and focus, and maintain your mental composure. Sunday scaries are irrational fears and internal darkness that overcome you on Sundays, when the impending doom of Monday is right around the corner. Unfortunately, you can feel the same pit in your stomach any day of the week. Don't worry, you are not alone. Sunday scaries helps you calm the mind, relieve work pressure, increase your mental focus, reset your equilibrium, and deal with dating problems if that is your problem. Calming the mind. Ever sat in bed and couldn't get to sleep because you kept replaying scenarios in your head over and over again of the same bad day that happened recently? And you know that they don't exist, but you keep on doing that to yourself? The scaries can come at any time of the day. Sunday scaries can stop your mind from racing so that you can actually fall asleep when you need to catch some shut-eye. Relieve work pressure. I'm raising my hand. Ever had the feeling of dread where you're absorbed with your imposter syndrome? Thinking that you're not good enough to hold your job role, or constantly threatening your job, this is my opinion, or constantly threatening your job and trying to make you miserable.
Anger, this sounds a bunch of pseudoscience mumbo jumbo.
Hold on. Taking Sunday scares will help eliminate self-doubt and take the edge off so you can be the rock star that you claim to be. Increasing your mental focus. Ever read a paragraph and then right out to the finish you say to yourself, what the fuck did I just read? Stress can consume your thoughts and render your concentration useless. Sunday scares you'll find that you'll be more productive because you can decompose and concentrate on what actually matters. Reset your equilibrium. Ever wake up and feeling off or feeling groggy or get irritated by any little things or daily frustrations? I shouldn't normally cause your irritability. Avoid the scaries and take some CBD alongside deep breath. Keep your composure and carry on, my wayward son. AKA, so you don't have a Joker moment.
This sounds very pseudoscience to me. Very, okay. Very, you know, mumbo jumbo bio product. I don't trust that kind of bullshit.
THC lab tested, made in the United States of America, 97% customer service rating. Forbes magazine, Yahoo, Healthline. Okay, this is Pop Sugar, Leafly, Yahoo, Veg News, Oprah seal of approval, The Chive, Pop Sugar, Bustle Health, Nylon, HuffPost, BuzzFeed, Forbes, and let's see, I think they said GQ. I want to say Gummers offer a tasty path. A Yahoo representative, I keep a bottle in my desk. Healthline, top 10 CBD gummies of all time. Pop Sugar, a tasty way to get a dose of relaxation. So on and so forth. Their Instagram page, where they actually show people doing that. And if you want to know more about the company, you can contact the people on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Fully secured, San Diego, California. And there you go. That's the stuff I'm on right now. Well, I haven't took any yet. I haven't even drank yet. Is it weird? You know what? It's getting hot in my room. Even though I have the fan blaring. It's supposed to be cold in my room, but I still feel like it's hot.
Mine is good.
I was going to say, Marcus, is your apartment air conditioned or you only have a fan?
Right now, no. Nah, I got to get air conditioner. I got to get a window air conditioner. But
hey, it's still an air conditioner.
Once I have the indoor air conditioner, that bitch is never going to be off. It'll be running 24/7. I like it cold. Because, you know, when you're a big boy, you get hot, dizzy.
Yeah, I know. I'm already feeling hot already, and I haven't even...
You know it's bad when you have to powder yourself, and the powder's just not working no more, and you're just starting to make pancake batter in your underneath, you know? You're trying to combat the swamp ass, but it's, I mean, swamp mush. I don't know if you ever had that issue.
Benny's last savior is Star David.
Yeah.
Because I never need to do that shit, not that fast.
Okay, here's some of the treasure I tucked in. Where are the other jars that have an Oxygen of Moon's body in it?
Very much.
Okay, does anybody else remember watching this on VHS and having the fucking horror movie commercial of all the Universal horror movie products?
Did we have a trailer?
No, like, it wasn't really a trailer per se, but it was like, oh yeah, Universal home video horror collection, and it actually showed it showed from Frankenstein, Dracula, all the way to,
yeah,
I think, to the Mummy and Bride of Chucky. Scenes of the Frighteners, they showed scenes of...
Okay, I don't care what anybody says, the Frighteners was a good movie.
And it wasn't even a fucking trailer, it was like a trailer. That shit was like, what, like 1-2 minutes off the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the first time I popped into VHS and Loki, that shit kind of fucking threw me off. I was like, what the fuck? You know, even watching it when I was older, I was like, bro, I would get props whoever made this fucking trailer. They actually put heart and soul into this.
Right?
As like I said, now, since they reached to Fort Rattler, now they're kind of more so the seventh place of each.
Oh, yeah, the pilot likes them thick. Hey. I was gonna say, is that Commissioner Gordon? Am I wrong, or is that Commissioner Gordon from Batman?
Oh, the old man?
Yeah.
Yes, that is Gordon.
Hey, fuck yeah, I knew it. I tried to figure it out when I was a kid, I was like, is that Gordon? I think about it, he was playing. I was like, hey, you want something to do? Okay.
So pretty much this guy was a veteran from the Great War. Since he's the only four bastards that survived, he spends his rest of the day drunk.
Oh shit. But where did he go? Which way did he go?
Yeah.
To celebrate the 20th anniversary of the film's release, several media outlets published articles praising the film and its impact. Reviewers on the thriller and the Den of Deep call it the perfect film. Editors of Rotten Tomatoes refer to The Mummy as Indiana Jones for the new generation. Junkies declared that it was the pivotal blockbuster film of the 90s. Commenters of Cinder and Sci-Fi Wire praised Brandon Fraser specifically for studying the mold for other action hero characters to follow. And contributors from The Looper noted that The Mummy has provided to be a truly timeless classic that could be watched over and over again. It also helped changed the genre of many action films that were later to come after the film's release.
Oh, this is the second, one of the second plays of each.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna follow Winston's tips and get some boots.
And as people said, what is the second plague of Egypt?
Oh, you're gonna get
pretty much fire rains from the heavens. As we see Egypt being bombarded by asteroids.
Alright. Well, speaking of CBD gummies, I'm gonna take it.
The mummy's box office performance led to numerous sequels and spin-offs. You know, some Return of the Mummy in 2001, and featured most of the surviving principal characters as a married couple, and also having the misadventures with the Scorpion King. And also the sequel, Tomb of the Emperor, that was take place in China. And also we had the cartoon back in that only lasted for, what, two seasons? And Universal announced plans to do a reboot of the franchise and introduce the 2017 movie that we would watch. And also, do you know they actually made a video game of the Mummy? And it was directed by the love by Konami. And also they do games in, for the PlayStation Network, Xbox, and Game Boy Color as a puzzle game. And also they did another video game in 2002 based on the 2001 animated adventures done by Ubisoft for the Game Boy Advance. Also the film also inspired the famous roller coaster, both in Hollywood, Orlando, and Singapore. Yeah, that was right. She was important. Like, and the actress' name is Rachel West. And she plays Black Widow's sister. And also, she was an enemy of the game, Constantine. And also, she decided to mess with the third movie because she was pregnant at the time.
How sharp are those fan blades?
Well, it's 1920, so standards were not that good. Even back then, when cars were a thing, there were no seatbelts. And plus, people thought smoking was a healthy thing, so take care as you will.
Sorry, guys, my dogs are having nightmares. Just had to
move. Well, I know, we're going to give them more nightmares.
Eh, shush you.
Having fireworks in a trash can.
Oh, no, they were all drugged out for 4th of July on tranquilizers.
You know what also makes it better? Having fireworks inside a trash can and sleeping. Nightmare.
Shut your ass up, fool. You know, you want to know what's your fucking nightmare? You know
what?
I know what Eric's nightmare is. When everything he talks shit about on Cole, on CWR comes true in actuality and takes over the world, and you won't know what the fuck. There'll be men and women's sports winning everything.
Oh, talking about women's sports. Oh,
shit.
Andrew, do you know that one chick, groupie for Bobby Lashley?
Huh?
That one groupie for Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
She's apparently a ring girl for Valiant.
Really?
And also she does, you know, and she does a lot of modeling. And also, like I said, she's pushing the pre-workout shit.
Oh, so you mean ankle pro. Is that what you're trying to tell me? She's an ankle pro?
Maybe. No, most of these people have their own fucking pre-workout. You know, most of these quote-unquote semi-famous gym rats, they have their own pre-workout while shotgunning a energy drink. Have you ever seen those fucking videos?
What videos?
It's fucking terrifying. And also, you just see that car in your studio.
Yes.
Yeah, as a kid, I always liked that car. But do you guys know that there's a fucking trend on TikTok called Wicca TikTok? Or pretty much quote-unquote people that believe in witches? And they're putting all their bullshit on TikTok. And some of their bullshit is crazy.
Like, one of them, like, there's a way for, quote unquote, to wish away, fat by holding a bottle of water and saying,
Just remember that part, Benny, you're gonna get yours. Just remember that part.
You're close, that's by default.
Sweet, life has to be some time, I guess. So much. It's always fun. Let me wrap one to hang out with.
You can get yours, Benny!
That's it, just remember that.
That's just paint from my house.
Oh, Andrew, we sing my Alexa Bliss' theme song.
Who?
Alexa Bliss' theme song. She's no longer using the Firefly Funhouse music.
It's whatever. No more bullets. Immortemp. Immortemp. I think it's alright.
Yeah.
Well, at least she got rid of the Firefly Funhouse, so at least, you know, that puts on hold. Uh-oh. And now her skin is complete. Ah, Mahalay, Mahalay. Quick Halle, Quick Halle.
Well, at least she's not complaining about her dead pig.
Yeah. Oh, I know, that drove me nuts. She was mourning for her pet pig, but yet she's the one who low-key kind of killed it.
Yep.
Of course, just set him on fire.
Well, there's no oil per se. So that definitely did work. Oh, Andrew.
Yes.
Have you heard of the latest drama from the He-Man of Resurrection or React, whatever it's called?
The what?
Have you heard of the drama about the He-Man cartoon?
Shiva?
He-Man.
No. Why would I have it now?
Apparently, Mr. Silent Boss fucked the show up.
Hey, that was true for the He-Man shit. They do have a little display in the toy section. So, Eric, I don't want to hear you bitch about the fucking toys.
No.
You better go fucking buy them while you can.
I'm not gonna fucking sign about any fucking nickel.
Mm-hmm, you say that now.
No, because fucking He-Man is fucking, he's demoted from his own show. He only appears for one episode and the rest of it is, P-Rod becoming, the new, Man-at-Arms.
Yes.
So He-Man gets fucking, bottom billing in his own show.
Well, let's see. And
He-Man. Fuck that guy. And the whole thing is that, He-Man's nothing special. He gets his stuff with the story and that's it. He ain't cool. He ain't all that.
Oh shit.
Biplane.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to announce a huge class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing I posted.
No, it's on Hood Retro TV.
No, I knew that from early in the morning. That's why I said big things pop and little things dropping.
But I told you in the previous episode, you know, apparently to Instagram, and I'm an extremist.
If you're an extreme, I'm a fucking, no coast. I'm more extreme than you.
No, you're the Joker.
Yeah, like I said, the lawsuit, it's a big dirty. Chances to see your earth, or just, not go anywhere. So, I don't know, Cotton. That's a gamble. Let's see how it plays out.
So much family.
Oh, Andrew.
Yes.
How was the fireworks smoke on 4th of July?
Oh, that shit was fucking... Bro, that shit was fucking insane on my block. I was getting fucking Disneyland kind of shit.
Hey, Marcus, any smoke on your end?
Any
smoke on your end? That's what I'm thinking you had so much. I mean, fireworks smoke.
Oh, I sent my fucking giant,
Winston.
Says his quick shot's not that bad, actually. It's very slow.
Jonathan, how about you actually fucking help instead of shouting out order?
Well, he's the Pentonic geek, so. You think you're gonna help?
You had to open the beetle.
No, he cuts the beetle.
What a waste of a bullet.
Oh. Hey, you guys wanna hear something funny?
Sure.
A female twerk mom twerk on an ambulance as it tries to get through the sink crowd to reach an injured and dying victim in Oakland.
What?
Well, since Oakland and San Francisco are said to be self-paced of California, crime has skyrocketed to the point that, you know, let's say basketball Americans are interfering with the ambulance and fire department. So houses burn down because, oh, the fire department can't reach to the house. Or when the ambulance has to rescue a person that got shot and is dying on the street, and they're twerking on the ambulance. So, let's say the person died. And I'll give you the highlights. A group of women were seen twerking on top of an ambulance in Oakland. EMTs were attempting to make their way to the scene of the shooting. The emergency vehicle was blocked from progressing from the mob of people. Around 1,000 people were gathered in late marches to celebrate some fake holiday. The crowd apparently didn't know the seriousness of the situation, and the shooting incident saw one person dead and several others severely wounded. So if you live in Oakland or San Francisco, well, what can I say? What can I say, guys?
Oh, fucking Biden. Really? He actually is gonna fucking the door to door, and he's like Eric said, people are gonna show up to the wrong fucking house and get blasted on.
Oh, I'm hoping on it. I hope no one puts us out. That's the one thing I hate. People talk a big game and everyone puts us out.
Even with the scary family.
Holy shit, there's a lot of trees everywhere. And also, I recommend to build giant Tesla coils. You know why giant Tesla coils? Have you ever seen what happens to when flies hit those bags of bug zappers?
Yeah.
But imagine down on a Tesla coil, a big one, and what happens to people that step on a Tesla coil. But make sure it disguises as a tree. I always wonder, can you actually light a match using your cheekbone? Can you light a match using your cheekbone? I don't know. Have you saw Connor using the same thing with our X pack? So I wonder, is it an actual thing or is it just movie magic?
Probably movie magic. Fuck's like, I'm about to fucking go nuclear. Here we got a gun, I want it, I got to bring it back. Now you're dealing with the X Factor. And you wanna know what's funny? You wanna know what's funny today?
Yeah.
WWE has not released the Uncle Cracker X Factor song on the fucking Uncaged albums.
Yeah.
You know what other song they haven't fucking put on the albums either?
What?
Goldberg songs. Both of them. The WWE version and the WCW version. They haven't put those two. They haven't put Uncle Cracker X Factor song. Oh, also Disturbed Stone Cold. The Stone Cold version. Dude, there's a lot of songs. I don't know what's going on with the copyright there.
Probably.
Yeah, but the Goldberg version of WCW, Jimmy Hart wrote that one. And here comes your main event. O'Connell versus the Mummies.
Imagine waking up to hear that.
Super kick it.
Oh, that's like my ex-wife, Karen.
I have no legs, Lieutenant Dan. You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
He got no legs.
Oh, that mummy is able to pick up a fucking tombstone.
He's a very buff mummy.
And he got Sasquatch. And you just woke up the security team.
He got no legs, he has no hips.
Assert your dominance. Nuh-uh.
Wait, so the palace guards also got fucking burnt during the fucking rain? The palace guards.
Yeah. No, I'm assuming they were there. They were supposed to be there to protect, you know, whoever invaded Hamunaptra. But since, like you said, it's only a mirage, so they eventually fucking died in the tomb.
Oh, now we're getting some womb in action. Womb.
Women.
Hey, all right, guys. You think mommy pussy would be tight or very loose?
What the fuck are you thinking about, man?
Well, it's assumed that fucking Mr. Hitbox is gonna hit that, right?
It would probably be like Go-Gurt. Very loose, very squishy.
Marcus, do you think it will be very tight or very loose? Or like beef jerky? It looks like a bird!
Oh, you don't control them anymore. She's like, oh no, Vietnam War flashbacks again. Nope, too late. Chopped his arm off. Yaga.
But he managed to get the guards to say, stop?
Yeah, he was able to get the guards to kill Anaxunamun.
They turned face!
Now they gotta figure out a way to kill him. And did you know that this movie actually had one video game?
Yeah, that's what I said during my retrospect. It was actually pretty good
They said it was pretty from the mummy, like I said, the mummy pages, meme pages I follow.
Yeah.
Apparently it was, they didn't make that many copies of the game. I think a guy found it for cheap.
Yeah.
He found it at like a yard sale or something, but he said that the one he could find the most was $250. That includes the game case, the booklet, and the game. Also one person actually played it. He said a couple people played it, and he said that game is hard as shit.
Yeah, this is back in the day where it's literally, you know, save your progress, you gotta remember the password, and you gotta literally remember, fucking, cheat code.
And then also, if you didn't have a memory card, then yeah, you had to remember all that. But if you actually had a memory card, you were saved. Also, fun fact, oh shit, I forgot what I was gonna say. No, I started playing PlayStation 1 games on my PS2 with an HDMI cord. And bro, I had two memory cards for the PS1, and bro, they actually saved everything. I was actually happy. Because when I was a kid, I didn't know, every time I got to ask for a memory card, I never got one. Even with my PS2 era, like, that was the first thing I had to buy. Like, even my dad was even telling me, he was like, why don't you buy a video game, PS2 games? I was like, no, I need a fucking memory card, man. I'm like, shit. I'm tired of fucking restarting the game over again. I gotta start from the beginning. Or I had to use the fucking level select cheat codes. Oh, dropped the book.
The guy doesn't want to take, Ethan's power, so he's, mortal. And yes. We kill him.
Hold on, I want to see something. Fuck.
Oh. And
people are just giving this game away.
What?
WCW NWO Thunder.
Well, duh.
They're just giving, no, but dude, on Amazon, I was trying to find one that was in the middle. I guess it was, not like new, but it was extremely good. And the person who tried to sell it off me was like, they wanted like $50 for it. It came with the booklet, it came with the game, and they actually came with the case. It came with everything, pretty much. But yeah, I'm on eBay right now, and they're like, oh yeah, $5. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, but this one doesn't have the game manual in it. I need the game manual in it. I don't fucking remember the fucking moves. Not acceptable. Good.
Not Benny has to get eaten by people.
Very good. Well, I found one in very good condition for $15. Because of the game manual, and apparently the dude cleaned it off with rubbing alcohol to remove any scratches. You know what? Hold on. Let me look at something else. Didn't SmackDown vs. Raw make PS2 games all the way till, I think, what, 2012, right? Well, let me look. And that's how the movie ends, with the three riding off in the sunset while Xbox is still gonna guard.
Yep.
Steven Summers doing screenplay and directing, and also the screen story. So what did y'all think of the movie? I still fucking love it.
Let's have Marcus take.
Uh-oh, man down. Marcus.
Marcus.
Brendan Fraser.
For me, I always believe you, The Mummy, as the pinnacle of a summer blockbuster film. It has everything that you need for a blockbuster film. You got your action, you got your comedy, you got the romance, and you got some suspense. All that good stuff. And some of the effects, translate now. Some here and there, but, overall, if it was done now, with the newer techniques and others, it would do pretty well. But like I said, this movie is like pinnacle summer blockbuster film. You can probably play that movie in the background if you're doing homework, a project, or you're painting models. What I mean painting models, I mean those miniatures or cars or something. You want some background noise? Yeah, I would put The Mummy as some background noise. Like I said, that movie pretty much the blueprint of making action hero movies, especially during the 90s where the 80s craze went away and you start seeing more action films like that popping up after the success of The Mummy and also going to the 2000s with movies that try to do the same style but with a different take. Overall, Brandon Fraser was an excellent choice as the leading man. Rachelle Weisz, pretty good as the leading lady. And also the Egyptian actor, very good as a antagonist. Even though he didn't have as much talking lines, but still, overall, a good action film. Good popper flick. And you, Andy?
He said, I'll forever love this movie. Like I said, I had it on VHS. I would watch it all the time. Like I said, good background noise, too. It's like I said, when you see it multiple times, like I said, you can actually put it on. That's the way I used to do it I used to put that on for background noise. When there's nothing on TV, I would put this movie on, play with my Game Boy, fucking Spider-Man Mysterious Menace, fucking play that shit. This was playing in the background. And of course, my grandma and grandpa getting mad, like, well, why'd you put this movie on? I was like, because I don't want to sit here in the quiet, and especially if I was, all by myself while y'all were working. While you were working, my older sister was at school, and like I said, I was sick. I was sick of my immune system when I was a kid. That shit was fucking iffy. Like I said, I would put this movie on for background noise. This one, and Batman and Robin, and like I said, The Nanny, and Jerry Springer and Mari. That would be my background noise. And I knew what time it was when like I said, when the movie was over, and I would look at the clock. I'm like, okay, it's like 2:00. My grandfather should be coming home. Cool. Like I said, even when they show this movie on TV with commercials, I'll still watch it. It says good background noise when I'm doing something. And too, like I said, if you're killing time for something else, this movie would be good.
Yeah.
This movie's that good to the point where, like I said, when you have Facebook groups literally fucking posting memes and it's literally about this movie, using every single scene as a meme.
That's cool. It's cool that a movie's getting, that kind of tracker, but the sad thing is that Small Soldiers that came out like almost the same year. Yeah. So there's literally like a small group of people that talk about Small Soldiers. Like some people are like real dedicated about the movie. But with The Mummy, there's like what, two groups?
Yeah.
While for people who are fans of Small Soldiers, a very, very small group, very niche. Overall, good movie.
Mark, you're still there. That's
high review. This time we're going to meet a famous wrestler, yeah. Andrew. Are you ready to meet a famous wrestler?
Sure.
And also, the one
who cuts fucking 30-minute promos that you love the best.
But he only appeared only in one scene. All that hoopla.
Nope, you're wrong. No, we're going to learn the origins of said wrestler character in the movie.
Oh, you mean the knockoff Conan the Barbarian prequel?
Yes. We're doing this by the book. I told you this.
Okay. I don't know.
It goes this movie, then the Scorpion King, oops, and then the fucking Mummy Returns, that's another oops, and then fucking Tom Cruise, fuck my life.
Is that or the Dragon King? So
So I'd rather watch Tom Cruise, at least that one was more modern. But yeah, so is the Dragon Emperor, but everybody shits on that one.
And I was asking, are you guys gonna do Dragon Emperor? Maybe. Maybe. Not in this part, as a one off.
Hey, they added the Punisher movie on HBO Max.
Which one?
The one with John Travolta.
Nice. But no War Machine, right? Or War General.
No War Zone yet. That one, 8 Mile, Disturbia, Demolition. Oh, no, not Demolition Man.
Is that actual Demolition Man?
Yeah, the actual Demolition Man, 2 hours, 1993, rated R.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. If when we're done with this arc, if it's still on here, we're going to fucking watch it. We've been building that up since season 3, 4 of this fucking book.
Yeah.
No, I'm just waiting for the Sopranos. I fell asleep, dude.
Oh, that's fine. We'll see him next time.
Yeah.
Sorry, Andrew. Yeah. It's almost going to be 4 in the morning. Let's call it a night.